I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Four, three.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
I'm back here. This is Trigger DJ T, and I'm back here in Carabanchel. Why not? Had such a great time last week with all the professionalism and everything, so I decided to come back here. In fact, looking around, I'm thinking about it right now. In real time, I'm thinking about it right now. I think I'm going to come back to Carabanchel. I'm going to book some time with Pablo and do next week's episode here as well. Why not? Carabanchel's rocking it. All of Madrid's rocking it. Madrid's still like the oasis of COVID, not taking things too seriously. We're taking certain things seriously. People are washing their hands and wearing their masks, but you can still go to a bar, you can still go to a cafe, and you can still go to a restaurant. And if you listen to the classic rock cocktail, his wife's in the media right now. I think she got fired. But if you listen to the classic rock cocktail, you can still listen to Ozzy Osbourne, Pablo Kick It. don't go try to write this track down. This is that thing I was talking about last week. It's called The Fondo. Well, if you want to write it down, because this group is quite good, they're called Gangsta Grass. Everything by Gangsta Grass is great. That's why we're using this instrumental right now on the classic rock cocktail. I'm going to take a look at the playlist here. I'm going to put on my glasses. By the way, speaking of things that I put on my face or near my face, I have a new phone, right? Everybody loves to have a new phone. And this one has the face recognition, you know? I don't have to touch anything. I just hold my phone near my face and my phone turns on. Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that great? Isn't that magnificent? Of course it isn't. Of course it isn't. Because why? Because 80% of our lives right now, we're wearing a mask. And if you're wearing a mask, then the goddamn phone doesn't recognize your face. Huh? I'm not crazy. I can't possibly be the first person to realize that the 21st century technology on our phones is not aware of the fact that facial recognition doesn't work right now because we're wearing a mask when we're in public. I know you're thinking, Trigger, calm down. Just put in your code. That's a problem because I have a lot of different codes, and when it happens, I can't remember my own effing code to my own effing phone because I used to use a thumbprint and that doesn't work anymore. Now I have to use my face recognition. Face recognition. I'm Trigger DJT. There are almost no photos of me anywhere on the planet except my goddamn phone can recognize my face. I'm gonna back out of this one slowly and leave the music to do the talking, at least for the next 3.5 minutes. So Pablo, get me out of here. I'm over it now. I'm over it. The whole face recognition thing, I'm over it. I don't mean in general. It makes me nervous that every camera on every street around the world recognizes where you're going. I know people have a problem with that. I have a small problem with it, but there's nothing you can do. But in my own personal life, the fact that my phone turns on, if it recognizes my face, but it can't recognize my face because I'm wearing a mask, I don't have a problem with a mask. I'm not one of those anti-maskers. I'm not an anti-vaxxer either. But it's just a question of functionality. And I never can remember my code. Eventually I do. It takes about 10 seconds, but I remember because I put a stupid one in there. Maybe I'll change it. Maybe I'll change it to CRC21, you know, like Classic Rock Cocktail 21 or something like that. Something easy to remember. But then again, they tell you don't put something easy to remember. Put something that nobody would ever be able to hack. All right, so going on this next track, I'm worried about hackers. Speaking of the next track, which has nothing to do with hackers, it's got everything to do with love. This is April, you know? That's when people start to get their freak on. Start loving. There was a track, a great track by the Eagles about love. If you listen to the lyrics, you might learn something. So the best thing we can do here at the Classic Rock Cocktail on this program is deliver you the Eagles Victim of Love. And Pablo will take it all the way to the top. Pablo, kick it. Listen to the Classic Rock Cocktail. This is like the teaching moment of the Classic Rock Cocktail. I could be wrong, but I'm not. I'm singing along with Don Henley and the Eagles. Anyway, in this teaching moment, you just learned about how to or not to be a victim of love. The next track here on the Classic Rock Cocktail as we segue out of the Eagles is Poison. Poison does a lot of great tracks for any classic rock program, but the one that teaches you something is called Mama's Fallen Angel. This is going out to everybody, especially the ladies, to tell you the truth. If your big dream is to move to Los Angeles, California, be careful. Be careful of yourself. You can go out there, but you might go down the wrong road. You want to go all the way to the top. If you make it to Hollywood, you do not want to be a fallen angel. Mama's Fallen Angel on the Classic Rock Cocktail. I am Trigger DJT. I don't want anybody to get too upset. As I said before, if you're going to head out to Los Angeles, California, if you're going to go to Hollywood, you know, chasing your dream, of course do it. The whole point was just to be careful. That's all. I've told quite a few people, I'm from California. I'm from Sacramento, California, and I've spent time in Los Angeles, California. Uncle Patrick lives in Hollywood, California, and LA is known as the jungle. It's known as the jungle for a reason. Not to be funny, it's because the jungle, Los Angeles, California, is full of predators and prey. People, there's predators and victims in Los Angeles, California. Now, you don't have to choose between the two. I'm just saying there's those two things do exist and they're very clear. You just got to keep your head about you, pay attention to what you're doing, and pay attention to what's around you. something I try to do when I'm here in a Pablo studio, which doesn't always work out every single time, but it does. But while I'm here in this studio, I'm loving every second. I'm loving every minute of it. Pablo, kick it. Here's the thing, when it comes to Los Angeles, California, because I live in Malasaña and we're doing this in Carabanchel, Madrid, really should be making a phone call to Uncle Patrick. The problem is that if you just suddenly out of the blue call Uncle Patrick, he's not going to pick up the phone. You have to make an appointment with Uncle Patrick in Hollywood, California if you want to speak to him. In fact, you have to make an appointment with just about anybody if you want to speak to them in Los Angeles, California. Los Angeles, California can prove to be a lot of problems. There's the obvious ones. The most obvious, of course, is the traffic. You know? So the solution is, of course, to buy a motorcycle. But then you want to do that because that might be dangerous. Which reminds me, if you're coming from outside of Madrid because everything's locked down and you can only come to Madrid because you can't go anywhere else in the country, here in Madrid, most people ride a Harley, okay? Or cruisers. If you're coming in here on your crotch rocket, on your Kawasaki or something like that, keep it down. Don't rev your engine. Doesn't sound cool. We're used to the sound of a Harley out here. We're not used to the sound of that bing, bing, bing. That doesn't, nah, and I didn't fly in the city center. Might fly someplace else, but I didn't fly here, so I've been taken off track. I was trying to talk about the different kinds of problems you might have in Los Angeles, California. But again, it'd be better if Uncle Patrick was talking about those problems. So if you want to talk about problems 1, 2, or 3, or 99, we'll leave it to Hugo, or Hugo, 99 problems, and a bitch ain't one. Pablo, kick it.
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. A second time, make the devil change his mind. It's a pound of flesh, but it's really a ton. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. A bitch ain't one. If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. I got 99.
As I said, I'm from Sacramento, California, not from Los Angeles, California. In Sacramento, you have a lot less problems than you would have in Los Angeles, California. Now, people from Sacramento would tell you there is a problem with traffic, but that's BS. There's a problem with traffic in Sacramento, California for about 45 minutes in the morning and 45 minutes in the afternoon. And I mean the afternoon, because in Sacramento, California, you get off work at 4 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, you're at home. That's not a problem. Sacramento's not full of predators either, as far as I know. Although, I gotta tell you, sometimes I watch those things on YouTube, those documentaries about lockdown, about being in prison. And the people in the prisons in Sacramento County, they might give you a little bit of a problem. So, I don't know. Maybe you can compare Sacramento, California to Los Angeles, California. Or maybe not. Well, one thing you cannot compare is the fact that Sacramento does not have a Major League Baseball team. And this year, and I don't want to hear any crap from any listener about me switching teams or jumping on the bandwagon. This season for the MLB, the Major League Baseball season, I'm down with the LA Dodgers. For the past 5 years, I've been paying attention to the Yankees, and I don't know, just getting tired of the personalities, getting tired of the general manager, and I decided to switch over to the West Coast. I'll be paying attention to the Los Angeles Dodgers Major League Baseball. That's Trigger's team this season. At the very same time, if they're not doing very well, I'll just start following the Yankees again. Or maybe the Mets. Or maybe I'll follow you. Man, I screwed everything up here on the Classic Rock Cocktail. That's Tesla in the background. That's from Sacramento, California. Those are my homeboys. I'll give you a little sweet secret with no names. One of the band members started dating my ex-girlfriend after I broke up with her. How about that, huh? I'm not going to tell you which member of the band. I'm not going to give you her name, but that's what happened. Am I crazy or did the music just shut down? Have I lost my mind? Have we gone to the background music? It doesn't matter, really. We can do that. If this was live, that's what we would do. We're going with that. We're gonna listen to a little background music because Tesla didn't make it to the end, and neither did the relationship between that band member and my ex-girlfriend, huh? A little walk down memory lane with DJ Trigger. And more importantly, take a quick look here on the playlist. Cool. To get us out of this problem, we've got Pablo's track. Pablo's gonna kick it for all of us right now.
People sleeping in their shoes. There's no
That's what we're doing up here on the Classic Rock Cocktail. I'm Trigger DJ T. This is officially, really, this is Circulo Bellas Artes, Radio Circulo's Classic Rock Cocktail with DJ Trigger. There was a time when it was with Brendan Murphy, but Big Brendan cannot come to the studios. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we're in the studio here in Carabanchel or if we're up in Studio A at the mothership. He can't make it. Now, there's ways, of course, with technology nowadays, we could record an interview with Big Bren. Maybe I'll do it soon. There's a teaser for you. We gotta get Brendan back on the microphone, but for the moment, Brendan cannot make it to the Classic Rock Cocktail. I see him. I see the man, but he simply cannot make it. Now, Brendan, of course, if you want to take in comparison, Uncle Patrick is living in Los Angeles, California. My parents are living in New York. They're in Manhattan, New York City, United States of America. Brendan is from a small town. Small town where you can get the best Guinness in the world. And that small town, sometimes called a small dirty town, is called Dublin. Pablo, kick it.
Raise a little hell to Sunday. It's about that time. There's a party bang in the woods tonight. Heard it through the redneck grapevine. Got a keg of beer and a bunch of girls. Show enough, gonna be a good time. It's a small town. Throw down, it's time to tall board up. Let them tailgates down.
Dukes round here, we know how to grow up. Rocking little body and long tan legs, sure ain't scared to show up. Now,
show the song, girl. Somebody said them city boys riding around looking for some trouble. If they bring it across that county line, you know there's gonna be a rumble. It's a small town, thrown down. It's time to talk, boy.
For Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad.